Jack Shelley on Guam. The wire recording you are about to hear was made at a beach.
10 years after starting his journalism career at the Clinton Herald, Jack Shelley was covering World War II for Des Moines radio station WHO.
It was the best view of a dive bombing I've had yet. You can plainly see the cluster of bombs released from the plane.
Having already chronicled the brutal conditions at the Battle of the Bulge, Shelley was in Guam when the atomic bombs fell on Japan and was one of the few reporters to interview the B-29 crewmen.
The first man I talked to is the commander of the plane that dropped the first of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima, Japan. He is Colonel Paul W. Tibbet, Jr. of Miami, Florida. But a few minutes after I met him, I discovered that he lived for a number of years in Des Moines. But immediately after the bomb was released and the explosion occurred, he said, the sight that greeted his eyes was hard to believe.
After the bomb had exploded, and by the time we could turn around and get a look at it, the city was a mass of dust. We knew that we would encounter a very brilliant light, and all crew members had been issued a goggle similar to the type of a goggle that a welder wears.
Japan was defeated, and on September 2, 1945, the Boone, Iowa native was on the battleship Missouri for the surrender ceremony, and Shelley's radio account was broadcast to a national audience.
You see their leader, Foreign Minister Shigemitsu, has a right leg that's almost useless. Apparently, it's an artificial limb. He takes the steps very slowly, one foot at a time. The NIP delegation lines up alone in three rows, standing stiffly while the cameras grind and flash. He is certainly a fitting symbol of the beaten, crippled country he represents today.
After the war, Shelley returned home as WHO's news director, and in 1953 found himself on the receiving end of an atomic bomb during a test explosion in Nevada.
The men stand silently in the trenches, just the steel helmets showing above the parapets. These trenches are about 5 feet deep. They are lined with tar paper and with chicken wire. We have sandbags at the top.
8 minutes.
It was one of Shelley's most suspenseful reports, and the retired Iowa State University journalism professor had always said it was one of his favorites.
We've been told to kneel down and to stay down. The loudspeaker is giving us instruction. There goes the siren. To the right and the left of me, the troops are kneeling, their heads are bent. I'm going to put my hand over this microphone when the moment comes of the blast. 3, 2, 1. There's the bright light with my eyes shut. I can see that tremendous light. The earth is shaking underneath me. Not too bad.
There's the sound. There is the tremendous sound. This trench is being filled with dust. But I can see dimly. The men to the right and the left from me, I can see them. Nobody seems to be in the least degree hurt.
Including Jack Shelley, who went on to teach many of the reporters who bring us the news today. I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.